Western. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now, we're going to get back to your host.
I know the microphone's on. Welcome to Planet Collingwood. Greetings, my fellow divine co-creative celestial beings of the now. Or, hey, Ganarot. My name is Monty Dean. This is Planet Collingwood. It's an open roundtable. Tonight's show is brought to you by Q Heal. If you need some hypnotherapy or the quantum hypnosis healing technique, which was pioneered by Dolores Cannon, and you're in Melbourne and or Sydney, go to q-heal.com and let Paul guide you through that. I've done it myself, and I'm a changed man, ladies and gentlemen. I am a changed man. It is quite good. Also, tonight's sponsors for the show is SJ's Ninja Dojo for School for Squirrels. Let your rodent defend you. Big thank you to Tony and the gang for the Y-Files. The old Y not there. If you enjoyed the last 2 hours, please go to freedomslips.com and or revolution.radio and donate what you can so we can continue on being holding the energy, holding the frequency, and annoying people, let's be fair, especially this comedy show. The triggering, we should call it that. And there's also, click on the Patreon and just, $5 a month. It's worth it. You don't hear ads. I mean, there's breaks in between and, promos for other shows. But you don't have to hear about that water fountain thing anymore. Now, while you're also at the said website, hello to everyone on YouTube land. The last show's doing quite well. I couldn't think of a title for the show, so I just put insert joke title here, and that seems to be gaining traction. Odd. But while you're at the website, freedomslips.com, go to the Zazzle store and buy some cups or caps and T-shirts. And it's coming into the American summer, Northern Hemisphere, of course, summer. And wear it proudly if you do leave the house with all the caca that's going on. I'm sure we'll be talking about that. And then pop into the chat room with like-minded, like-hearted, and just loved people. At the moment, there's 28 people in there and 3 people are talking. So, hey, why not? And, well, not why not Tony, but why? Anyway, if you'd like to join me, just give me a message and I will add you to said call. And someone I've done, here's someone I prepared earlier, being joined by Bruce McDonald from our Central American correspondent. How are you, sir?
Workers of the world unite, Monty. Hammer and sickle all the way.
Yeah. Well, it's worked out well so far.
Bringing the brass knuckles to this round table, Monty. Where are the sparring partners? Workers of the world unite. It's time for us to take over. They're weak.
Yes, let's take back the process of construction or whatever it is. I haven't read it and I won't. So that's why I haven't. That is probably one of the worst sentences I've ever actually said.
That might be the very worst sentence I've ever heard in my life, Monty. In English.
Yeah. Excellent. Good times. Now, are you still on your news fast?
Yeah, pretty much. Why? What's going on? They jacked up this Chauvin kid.
Yeah. After 10 hours of deliberation, they came back with a verdict, and it was like, wow, that was quick. So clearly it's not guilty. No. They're guilty on all charges, and it's like, wow.
It'll go to appeal. They have grounds for appeal just based on what stupid Maxine Waters said.
Yeah, and the former Vice President Biden actually said as well, it's like, I'm hoping for, I'm going to misquote him, but I'm hoping for the right outcome because all the evidence is there. And I was like, well, yeah, if you actually look at all the evidence, it's not. Now, see, this is where we can talk about it, but because we're not defending Chauvin and his actual actions. However,
we're going to chew on the race bait. Is that what we're doing on this round table?
I hint basically, yeah, because everyone just says, oh, that's race, a white man. That's a white bait. A white man killing a black man. It's like, well, you know, he was high on fentanyl and everything else. But someone who's not high on fentanyl, well, allegedly, let's be fair, because it is, you know, this is Revolution Radio and you have to back up your facts. And I haven't done a toxicology of said guest. But I'm leaning towards he's not on fentanyl because I don't know where can you. I won't ask that question over the air. Os Paul has joined us.
Well, making a run of the round tables, he is.
Yeah, well, you know, he didn't leave from the last show. So, you know.
It's like bar hopping.
Yeah.
Well, on a pub. G'day, Bruce. I just wanted to say hello to you anyway.
Yeah. Hello, man.
No, I'm definitely not on fentanyl.
Excellent. Who knows what, you know. This Whiz Fizz tastes different. Oh, wow.
Neither am I, but that's because I don't know where to get any.
Yeah, exactly.
Ma, where's the sugar for the cereal, Ma?
Hey. I'll get to that joke in a second. We've also been joined by Cortec, but he's eating, so we allow him to masticate and then he'll join.
That is the technical term, actually.
It is, I know, it always gets me there. Yes. Bonjour.
Hello. Speaking of cereal and cornflakes, there are some people that don't actually add milk to their cereal because they don't like it soggy, so they eat the cereal dry and then drink the milk.
That's retarded.
Oh, well, you know, free will. They're wrong. That's gonna be my running gag now every time that free will pops up. Well, they have free will to do that. They're wrong, of course. Just me being silly. Now, the thing is, are you aware why cornflakes was invented
As a food sustenance?
Well, that was the second one. The first one was, it's connected. The first one was to stop masturbation.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Kellogg is like, well, you know, we have to stop masturbation. So if you have more energy from your cereal, you won't go the fiddle, as one would say.
Come on. That was the marketing campaign? Put down your pecker, have a bowl of cornflakes.
Yeah, I don't think that's the marketing campaign, but that was probably the idea behind the Kellogg's estate was, we need to stop masturbating because it's terrible. So we'll invent a breakfast cereal that makes people virile and not actually do it. Now, I don't know if anyone's tried to masturbate with cornflakes. It's very hard, and that's why I wouldn't recommend it.
Even with the milk. That's because of British love porridge. No, but that's why British love the porridge, though.
Well, Kellogg's was an American. Mind you, I don't know if anyone's tried
porridge.
Yeah, I was about to say, mind you, if anyone's tried to. Anyway, I won't go down that rabbit hole of porridge.
American Pie, too. Great movie. Funny semantics.
Yeah, and that's over 20 years now. That's the last century. Pulling out all the stops. So, yeah, it's interesting. I did have a plan to do things before the show, but I watched the Tim Pool Timcast, because they were talking about the result. And, yeah, it's just this global narrative won't leave me alone. I have things to do, but not – I feel like Al Pacino in – is it Godfather 3? 2 or 3? When you get out, they pull you back in. So it's basically where I'm at the moment. And by watching Stephen Crowder, how they've gone through it. So if you are a fan of Stephen Crowder, his next show is at 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow or this morning for the United States. So roughly in, hang on, I've got to do maths now, around about 8 hours. Yeah. That's basic maths. Why am I failing? In roughly about 8 hours, if you're awake, go to Louder with Crowder on YouTube, and they'll just destroy everything because they were actually watching the final arguments. I think I mentioned this in the roundtable yesterday. I have to engage my memory now. What's going on, reality? And it was just basically lying and full of stories, and apparently the defense were bringing it up, and the judge said, hey, stop that. However, I think Bruce is right. They will appeal because of the jury wasn't sequestered. 100%. And so, yeah, so they're being influenced because, you know, apparently if you want the outcome in a court case, it's not about evidence and putting forward and using facts. It's threats and burning down cities.
Yeah, that was deliberate, too. Not sequestering the jury. They deliberately set up a mistrial. What they're doing is they're just trying to delay. This is a Commonwealth practice. Let's explain this to our American friends, Monty and Cortec and Ospaul. We know this is the Royal Inquiry, right?
Yes, in Australia, it's like slight different.
Big royal name, commission. But nothing ever happens.
Royal Commission.
The Timmy Commission finished today. Started 5 years ago. What was that about again? Oh, that 8-year-old kid Timmy who went missing 5 years ago. Yeah. Okay, I got it. This is what the Commonwealth does, folks, is they exhaust your emotional connection with the topic.
Yeah.
It's like getting into a wrestling match with a boa constrictor, right? So, and that's what you're going to do. That's what the American system is going to do now. It's just going to, you're just getting looshed, man. You're just getting energy milked like a cow. And just this emotional roller coaster, give me more of you. It must be feeling like you're just spinning around in a circle if you're in the United States right now. They got so many narratives coming at you, and everyone is like fight or flight. Everyone is triggering that little brainstem at the back of your head, right? Fight or flight, fight or flight, fight or flight. And, of course, when you're in that space between fight and flight, you can't really think. You can't get any perspective.
Yeah, that's and what I think it's designed maybe to that, do.
Thank you, Cortec. Thank you. And thank you for masticating off air.
Sorry. Gets me every time.
I was called. I
went to an acting roundtable.
Yeah, I went to an acting class, and so they asked, why do you want to be a thespian? And I was offended, so I left.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo. Now I'm doing my own AOs. I don't need a sidekick. I can do it myself. an example of a royal commission of even if they finish early and they put forward recommendations, because it's basically the state investigating the state, like that will end up well. Cortec helped me, Paul as well, the deaths in custody, which that's around about 30 years ago, around about 1991.
Yeah, it's kind of early on.
Well, which deaths, though? Are we going the original Aboriginal deaths in custody?
We're not going that far back. No. We're not going 200 years. Like, let's not bring up the frontier wars. Let's not delve back. We don't need to sort of a bit of a catch up. 200 years ago. The Royal Commission, because there was a lot of them during the 80s, and so they had a Royal Commission.
Martin Bryant, and
that's different. That's not deaths in custody.
Everly Street.
He's still alive, Martin Bryant. That's the almost false flag in that's the gun cancellation in 96. Strangely enough, the gun confiscation, and then over the next 5 years, crime rate and gun sales went up. I wonder if there's a connection. However, the Deaths in Custody Royal Commission is around about 30 years ago, and we're up to 436 deaths, and they're going, maybe we should have a look at that. This is basically how they're playing out. Like, we're doing all this, even the recommendations of, was it 2009? We had Black Saturday here in Victoria. There was a Royal Commission into that, and I think they had nearly 100 recommendations. And they probably adapted two.
That was Black Saturday.
Their fruition come to the farmers were right. We should have listened.
This Royal Commission.
That's basically was it.
Nothing but delaying tactics. Nothing but an excuse for them not to do anything right now.
Yeah, well, now going back into the moment of now with the Chauvin, I'm just going to say George Floyd because that's how my memory works. Been in nightclubs for 20 years. I can't hear a thing, and I'm punch drunk from alcohol. So, you know, let's move on. Apparently, sentencing is in 8 weeks. Now, that's without appeal. So I'm sure if they do appeal, that the sentencing gets pushed back. And if it's 8 weeks, now I've already started to see on social media, idiots dancing's like, yay, we won. Like, you do realize, as Tim Poole pointed out, you do realize the state won because it was the state versus Derek Chauvin. But it's, this is not justice. This is accountability. Like, you know, it's that classic thing about revenge. If you read your Batman comics, Batman teaches his son, Damian, it's justice, not revenge. And it's that classic thing of revenge where you see it through, even the hero's journey. You kill the person for revenge and nothing really changes because it doesn't.
How many times have we seen that in a movie?
Yeah, it doesn't change. It doesn't. What's a good way of explaining it?
It doesn't fulfill a lesson,
and it doesn't portray. Now, there's two lessons to be taught there. Now, the first one, if you kill, you get a you feel like the people who have done that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second one is when the people have been justified or whatnot, and coming to the end,
avenged. Right?
They, you know, avenged or whatnot. Their family cop it, you know, so it's...
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, that the whole classic thing of, like, avenge your father, and it's like, yeah, it's been...
Yeah.
The classic, you know, I think, so in the southern states of the United States is that... I could be on base, but, you know, is it the McCoys versus the...
Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, yeah, and that, you know, it goes on for centuries, and it's all about, what's his... Why? Well, I don't know.
One century in a bit.
Yeah. It's still
120 years we've been fighting Hatfields and you're and the McCoys. Yeah, we've got muskets. Yeah, we've only got our, you know,
Yes. Yeah, so why are you fighting? Why is this a theory? I have no idea.
And did you understand they're being interbred with us? So, you know,
if you want to go to high art with Shakespeare, that's Romeo and Juliet. It's a tragedy love story, but that's basically what it is, where two families are been at each other's throats for however long, and then two kids, you know, two 16-year-olds are like, I like you. I like your toes. They're just like,
I want to do something different than our parents.
Yeah, let's evolve. And then they died. And you know the Baz Luhrmann film with Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes? It was so well done. I remember watching it. The two characters die, and people started getting up before the credits. they die, that's it. However, Baz Luhrmann was actually, who's the director, and I think he produced it as well, but he was asked by the studio, can we have a sequel? And he's like, what? Everyone's dead.
I just need to see your face. Who actually asked that question?
I'm like, what? So the parents, you were 2 hours of parents mourning? Like, I don't really see.
They could go prequel. They could go prequel.
Of course, yeah, but let's not give them any ideas. So,
anybody got any predictions for the ultimate Chauvin outcome?
Aren't they going to do whatever is most likely to make the people unhappy?
Well, no, because I'll let Bruce. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Marty.
I was just going to say the jurors will probably get doxxed and have their houses burned down if they didn't follow the mob mentality narrative, and that's sort of what we're seeing straight away. Because it doesn't mean now the thing is when you talk about this stuff, it's not a pun, but it's not black and white, where they haven't even proved it was racism, but everyone thinks the narrative he's a racist. And if you look at the particulars, someone died, and so in a way, the police officer should be punished or be reprimanded for something. But everyone, I mean, Maxine Waters' language, he should be convicted on a murder one charge, he wasn't charged for that. So it's like, why are you in Congress? You look like an extra for the Predator film.
That's a lot of violent talk by a lot of people that should be considering themselves heads of state and providing a better example, shouldn't they?
Yes. Bruce.
The way to figure these things out, and I don't know why we've never spoken about this wonderful topic on a roundtable before, but the way to figure things out and decide what the best course of action is going to be and the most probable course of action is take on their goals. Start thinking within the framework of their goals, okay? So they want chaos, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say that you're the field officer in whatever organization this is, and they put the file on my desk and they say, McDonald, spring and summer 2021, we want rioting. Here's what we have lined up, the Chauvin case, and choreograph this for us. How should it go for maximum effect? Here's what I would do. So this is my prediction of what they're going to do, because I'm trying to think like them and I'm good at this. They're going to go to appeal. We know this much, all right? Everybody on the round table agree? I mean, when a judge says out loud, I'm not going to grant you a mistrial based on non-sequestering of the jury and remarks by a sitting congresswoman, also known as Maxine Waters, but it would definitely go into an appeal. The judge said that right to the defense attorney, but it would definitely be material for an appeal. That's the judge telling the defense as clearly as he can, look, I can't stop this machine right now, but they've already given you the gift of an appeal, right? So just in case the lawyer's stupid, right? So he's going to get the appeal. And basically, this is sort of like the distillation process, okay? When you think of like how liquors are made, they're trying to distill the most violent and toxic spirit. So the appeal will probably take 6 or 8 months. And this is where we get into like the Royal Commission. This is what the Commonwealth is famous for, okay? But people will forget about it, and it's going to stay a flashpoint in the back of their consciousness. And at the end of the appeal, Chauvin is going to be acquitted. Then what's going to happen is there's going to be very organized and targeting assassination of police. Black people are going to walk right up to them, shoot them in the face, and walk away. And if any of them get caught, they're going to go to court and they're going to say, I was afraid for my life. That will be the new black defense for shooting police officers. I was afraid for my life. I was afraid for my life. So why do I think that's what they're trying to do? Because that's what I would try to do when I put on my black hat, let's say. Okay. So that's what I think is going to go down, because I think the people with the blackest hats in the world are running things right now. So put your black hat on. Anybody have a different version of how things are going
to
go?
I would add to it, and you could redefine it, because I think our producer from the station, All Hail the Rogue Nation, a 15-year-old girl was shot 4 times and killed because she was about to stab somebody. And there's footage of, like, she had the knife in her hand and she was getting very angry in her face and she could have killed someone.
The fuck?
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. Came out the wrong end.
Yeah.
Who's channeling that?
I think I'm just going to say that was Mr. Rowe. Until I'm proven wrong. Well, yeah. But anyway, basically there's footage of, the video footage points it out. Yeah. But people, a police officer shot a teenager because she was about to kill someone or attempt murder. and the media's just going to roll with it like, oh, another black person's been killed. So what are we supposed to think? That black people can't do any wrong and they're allowed to do anything they want, include killing someone. This yeah. is where the stupidity of the narrative is. And so while you've got, if this, what, 7 or 6 to 8 months, you said, the appeal and all that, while that's in the yeah. background, they will find other incidences now, and that will fuel it all. And by the time you get around to it, the whole loosh creating machine would have gone into sixth gear.
Is anyone surprised about this kind of taking any opportunity and misrepresenting it kind of over the media, though? That's kind of what they do.
That's it's blatant now. Like, even with, like, you see the video footage, but in the articles, it's like she dropped the knife by the time before she was shot. And you go to the video footage, and it's like, that knife is nowhere near the ground. Yeah. And so instead of, you know, how they used to be sly and tricky and use wordplay, and because I'm old enough, in the 80s, we only had centralized news. But now, because everyone has a camera, the lying is being exposed, and it's very transparent. It's like, well, that's not what I'm watching. Yes, go ahead, Sabrina.
So are we just to assume that this was a 15-year-old black girl? That hasn't been clearly stated. Was it a 15-year-old black girl?
Yes.
Yes.
Was she stabbing another black girl?
She was about to, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that much.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so next to the car, and they're screaming, and she's got the, like, a Rambo hunting knife style, that sort of length in her hand. And especially with the parameters of now, of the building up, you know, cops kill black people and black people kill black people. So, you know, everyone's on edge. And then you put into that moment of like, well, it looks like she's about to kill someone in that split nanosecond. And they took the option of taking down the assailant so a innocent person was not killed. It's the culture. Yes, thank you, Freedom Slips.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It's just not correct, though. Sorry to bust in, Bruce.
What was it? Blusters?
No, bust in. Hello? Oh.
Yeah, what was it? I said blusters.
Get to your Reversalian point quickly.
Okay, yes, okay, fantastic. The fun part about that is earlier on today, I was listening to a person who struck an Uber driver. She was 50-something. I can't give away exact, but... the poor Uber driver was only in his 30s, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the Uber driver was male, and she was
it a was it a vehicle collision, or how does that happen?
No, she was biting him on the neck and about to rip his
That was, I don't know what's wrong with Cortec. That was eminently clear in your narrative this far. Continue, Paul.
So, anyway... apparently, the Uber driver pulled over and people come to his assistance and pulled the lady out, and she got charged, obviously. And the poor bugger went to the hospital and this and that with, lucky she didn't bite that hard because she would have almost jugged him.
Was she a vampire or something?
Well, I don't know, but apparently don't think she wanted to pay her Uber driver.
Okay, so was this... was this racial? Was she black?
I don't know, of the course.
We were talking about race in the U.S., the Chauvin trial, a 15-year-old black girl getting shot, you know?
Yeah.
You're now telling us about an unfortunate Uber incident in Australia?
Now, I'm also going to say, on our side of the world, we've got this other lovely lady who decided to do not quite as bad, but almost as bad. She was stealing mobile phones and laptops off what we call Gumtree, right? You're meant to go see them and give the money and this and that, and they give you the product. And
a form of Craigslist to help North American friends, yeah.
And what was her caper?
Now, what she did was she ran up a window, right, to... stop the dude from taking back his laptop, and took off and ran him over. and he would not work again. And you know the funny part about this? She got off with a good behavior bond.
Not really. It's not really. It's funny. Strange, not funny. Ha ha. Just wanted to clarify that. Being on a comedy show. You know what's funny, man? Was run over by a car.
This particular section may not have the views of anything funny.
Been there, done that. Been there, done that. That's not funny.
You ran over. You ran over someone, or you were run over?
I were run over. Hello.
Right, okay. I just wanted. To make sure, because if you were the victim in the piece, that's terrible. But if you ran someone over, you have issues, and you need to see someone.
That's more terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
not the latter. Not the...
So anyway, back to... So they're pushing the whole racism thing. Nancy, drunk grandma, Nancy Pelosi, has actually thanked George Floyd for dying for justice. And it's like, can someone please put this old woman in a small room?
How is she still alive? I didn't know that people could live that old.
The benefits of vodka. Look at the Russians.
Did you see the clip that's going around on Facebook of the satellite link between him and Nancy Pelosi on camera?
Yep.
Okay, so he's in whatever stage office he's in. She's wherever she is in California, and somebody is recording it. I don't know who, but they're just recording the setting up of the recording. And Joe says, "I'm here, Nance, whatever you need. If you want me to speak, I'll speak. If you don't want me to speak, I won't speak." And then she's on the other end going, "Do we have the connection? Do we have him? No, we don't want him to speak. We don't want him to speak."
That was funny as hell. Oh, no.
You saw that too, Paul?
Yeah,
there's this whole
emperor. He was dumbfounded. You should have seen the blank face, and his face got even whiter. It almost
even blanker.
Yeah, it almost looked like Casper the Ghost,
We all know that Casper the Ghost is just a future incarnation of Richie Rich. I mean, look at them. Put them next to each other. Rich dies and turns into Casper. Yeah, it's scary. Or the same guy created both and's lazy. I think Biden
says... 24 hours to come up with a new comic series or you're fired.
what would happen if Richard Rich died? Oh, Casper.
Oh.
And due to legal, he had to change his name when he died, which is very weird. Esoteric as well. But with the...
Casper's friendly ghosts. One actually looks like Biden in the face. Long, little bit short hair. Yeah. And
Biden actually said something, and then the White House said, no, that's I can't remember what Biden said because he's so boring. He puts me to sleep when he talks. But the Biden that is not what the Biden administration stands for. So the White House contradicted the actual leader of the Biden administration. And it's like, question, who's in charge here?
Yeah, it's not the first time that's happened. That's happened in Australia fairly frequently.
Yeah, and but with Biden, because, we don't know if he won the election. We're not allowed to double-check the results. And he has no idea what day it is. He falls upstairs because of a gust of wind. the president said this, and then the White House says, no, it's like Bill Hicks. Hey. It's like the Bill Hicks routine where, you never trust a preacher when they say what God meant to say was.
Yeah.
It's like it's in the book. Why are you making it up? So it's the term. Yeah, welcome to the shit show. Basically,
hey yo.
It's all divide and conquer, man. They just. Mm-hmm. But look, I don't think black people are buying it, man. I don't think they're buying it. I think they're down to this crazy cracker horse shit, man. Crazy Masonic, Kabbalistic, cracker horse shit. I think everybody knows what's going on now, which makes our situation somewhat better and somewhat worse when you think about it.
Yeah, they did a poll of the black community, and 75%, I could be wrong, but it was in the 70s, they want more police out on the streets to keep order. And so the whole defund the police debacle, they actually did that in Minnesota, where the council last year, about 6 or 8 months ago, we're going to abolish the police department, and all these police resign, and then crime went through the roof, and everyone started screaming at the city council, like, "Do you want to make the
streets?"
Yeah, and it's like, "Oh, okay." So they're spending $9 million trying to get more police back on the streets.
Because nobody wants to be one.
Has anyone seen the original RoboCop movie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The police go on strike for 24 hours, and it's like, you know, the Simpsons predict the future, but RoboCop tells you the future. We're sort of getting to that level where, because the police are being demonized. And of course, what happens when you remove the police from duty and on the streets?
You've only got the Coast Guard to look out for you.
Military or private police, which is mercenary, like Blackwater, and, you know, which is other military. And I don't think anyone really wants that because it's just going to escalate even more.
Welcome to Corporation City.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no one wants that.
But that's what they're trying to go for. That's basically it.
Well, they've been trying for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, us three, being through COVID and the whole year, and we haven't done that bad considering our government's colluded. Yeah, well,
it's a government's place to look useless, to employ figureheads of state that appear useless. That's the job. It's a facade.
If I could just do a quick update for everyone outside of Australia, listeners, our Prime Minister, who's the main git running the country, is pointless and useless. And on top of that, there's no opposition. So it's like, really, like, why do you want to vote for incompetence or real incompetence? Because the opposition he's that bad that the opposition could pull him apart if they actually knew what they were doing. And so it's that, you know, party A's in, they suck, let's vote in party B. Oh, they suck too, so we have to go back to party A.
No one wants to go into this kind of two-sided merry-go-round anymore, you know? Same old thing. Scotty from marketing, apparently in his school reunion, they formed a committee to try and get him not to come because everyone hated him so much. And he threatened to sue them.
There was actually a headline. There was an actual headline. Someone that knew Scott Morrison when he was in school, I think around about that same time for the senior prom or whatever it was. And the quote is, yeah, he's a dickhead. And I'm like, oh, that's good to know for our Prime Minister of Australia. Someone who's not a dickhead or the Prime Minister of Australia, Harry has joined us. How are you, sir?
Well, I beg to differ on that. But anyway.
Wait. You're the Prime Minister of Australia?
Which one?
Oh, I thought you said Prime Minister. Oh, I've been doing...
Oh, well,
now, we don't have to get that personal on air.
Oh, I was just grinding some... meetup.
Oh, he got me there, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the protein, which actually could be about gay dancing.
Not a particular way to walk down the street.
Exactly.
I don't know where you go for gay dancing, but yeah, up to you.
Well, I'm from a bygone era. I still think that gay means happy, and that's why I eat a gay time. That's an ice cream, an icy pop.
Well, that's right.
They're trying to get rid of our gay time, but yeah, no, that's the only gay time that I'd like.
You see gay people everywhere because they're happy.
The other thing is, like, if they change the meaning of gay, I don't know how to watch the Flintstones anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, but
they had a gay all time. Like,
just mute it for the intro.
I don't know. Fred and Barney used to hang out a lot, and they went to a special club.
To do transgenderize it, it's going to be Yabba Dabba Blue.
Or pink and purple and blue. Rainbow. Yabba Dabba Rainbow.
Another sponsor for tonight's show is the embarrassing shovel. If you want to dig a hole quicker, use the Planet Collingwood.
Engineered to dig up quicker.
Create your own rabbit hole of embarrassment with the Planet Collingwood shovel. So yeah, that's basically the sort of what the narrative is playing at the moment. Is the 10 hours, there's so much, especially I wouldn't recommend watching the 20-minute arrest of George Floyd, because it is, there are minutes of disturbing images. And you could sort of see, well, you know, he was saying, "I can't breathe," when he was being put in the back of an SUV. He was actually taken out of a smaller car and put into a bigger car, which is what the defense is like. The whole thing about the premise that the prosecution were putting forward is that he didn't want to be arrested. It's like, well, guess what?
Does anyone?
He was resisting arrest. He had he acclimated to fentanyl. He had nearly four times as much fentanyl, a fatal dose of fentanyl. And it's
what,
like,
is fentanyl? Bang, bang. I don't even know what fentanyl is. What is it? Is it like a
okay, it's a heroin substitute, like four times lethal. Well, four times. They use it in heart cases, this and that.
Okay, but, so it's a medical kind of pharmaceutical.
Yeah,
apparently it's
medical,
from China.
Well, it depends on where it come from, but yeah, fentanyl is actually... Yeah. Well, then they could mix it with anything, so...
Yeah, I think there was a hint of meth, but don't open, if you're having discussions with people about the George Floyd incident, don't open with this. He was asking for it, because they'll take that completely wrong. But during the time, George Floyd, he was having a panic attack. He kept saying, I can't breathe, even before he was put onto the ground, like 28 times or something. But George Floyd actually asked to be placed on the ground, so he could move forward, because it's not the first time he had an interaction with the police.
It's interesting that he says that before he's put on the ground too.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a heart murmur, and people argue he was murdered because there's a knee on his neck, but the knee wasn't on the neck all the time. And actually, if I can do some chicanery, 4 years earlier, where's the photo? Right, so I'll just do
that. You know, we're on radio.
Yeah, I know, but it's text. I know it's an audio medium. How dare you, sir?
Hey,
4 years ago, okay.
Take a look at this.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's my show.
Why you look up at the graphic?
I've got
pictures.
It right. No, it's not. No, it's text. Tony Timper. Not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but he's a white man. He was restrained with a knee for 14 minutes. He was high on cocaine. He resisted arrest. He kept saying, "You're going to kill me." No evidence of racial motivation. History of serious mental illness. Charges were dropped against the officers. And it's never been brought up. And it's like someone actually said, "Yeah, but that was in 2016. It was a different world back then." It's like, well, it's not the bloody point.
Yeah, killing someone is still pretty bad back then.
That's only just one. Mate, I could actually say very similar to what George Floyd had with my old man in Australia.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was around the same time as George Floyd. There was photos of three or four instances. One was in Spain, I believe, and it was. And that's the thing about, like, you know, all these officers. Oh, that's not what we train.
Who are they learning these techniques from?
Bullshit. That's what
they are taught.
Is it Krav Maga?
Well, I'm not sure. It's in the training manual for the Minnesota police, where, you know, this, and I think the numbers are, it was 236 times that procedure was used, and then this is the first person that died of a drug overdose. But, you know, people only saw the video and said, "Oh, that's a white man killing a black man," and ignored all the other evidence.
Yeah. Hey. Wasn't it about 2010, 2012, the entire American kind of military cop training program went over to learning all the deadly Krav Maga techniques?
Actually, that started leaking it out. Then I'll give the talking stick to Paul. That started during the Bush Jr. administration to militarize the police. Paul.
That's gone well.
Okay. The only bugger in Australia that is on air at the moment, who still respects the gold card and can receive one after my broken bones get fixed.
What are you going on about?
Jesus Christ, man.
Are you talking gold card? What, we're going to village to watch a movie? What are you talking about?
No. I've got the powers of arrest through SAS, Australian Standards of Arrests, right? And I know police, I work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Paul. Anyone got to? Yes.
Was that the end of your sentence?
No.
Everyone be quiet. Yes, Bruce talk, and then Paul answer. Go ahead.
I'm gonna try and get the time shift incorporated into this query. I hope I'm right. Are you day drinking?
Hey, what?
Are you day drinking? Are you drinking? Are you imbibing?
What time is it in what time is it in Melbourne, in Victoria?
It's quarter to five in the afternoon.
O'clock. It's quarter to five here too. Yeah, it's definitely beer o'clock.
Yeah, we're Australian, it's beer o'clock. Let's be fair.
Every single hour of the day.
depending on the in the rain.
Anyway, what is your point, Paul? Get to the premise of what you're trying to say.
Anyway, I have the powers of arrest as similar to police officers in Victoria.
I believe that.
You don't believe that?
Handcuffs yet?
I believe that.
Do you have handcuffs?
No.
All you need is some cable ties.
Zip ties, yeah.
Yeah. So I saw this on 24.
Was there a segue or a point to that?
Actually, Harry, you've seen my gold license.
Yes, I have. Paul, I need to ask. I need to, as a brother from another Glover, I need to get together with you and back me up here on live on radio, because I need to address Monty for a moment.
Yeah, please.
Monty, when are you going to have this gay old time with us and have a party and for your birthday and have a jam?
Your birthday coming up, isn't sneaky, Monty? He's been ambushed.
It's gone. Yes. And he still hasn't responded.
He'll go if your mum makes those sandwiches he likes and if she cuts off the crust on the bread.
Really? Yeah, she can come. Well, a sandwich is a can anyway. Is she all right, or would she like to drink and dance?
Well, it's your mother. You tell us.
Oh, my mum, yeah. I have to bloody keep her in a cupboard half the time.
That's a bit telling. Thank you. I'm just wondering, so on Planet Collingwood today, George Floyd and Harry's special moments.
She's got enough room for a cutting board and two loaves of sandwiches, and she's got a little slot she pushes the sandwiches out of.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put on the lotion, anyway, that's the wrong film, sorry.
Wrong
number. I have things going on, people don't know, I don't... Ambushing me. What is this, Geraldo?
It is your show, so we're having a bit of fun.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Get out there, Monty. Have a couple of drinks. You might just have a good old gay old time.
All right. Well, all right. Cortec, come and pick me up and we'll go.
All right. What time? How long does it take to get ready?
3 o'clock yesterday.
What colour mascara are you going to wear?
Mascara?
Isn't that a type of Greek? Anyway, why are we talking about this? Oh, yeah, that race relations in the United States is like, oh, no, we need to go through Monty Dean's social diary.
Day drinking, Monty, day drinking.
Yeah.
Well, day drinking. Mascara laden day drinking.
Yeah. What type of cocktail is that?
Goth drinking.
Wasn't me.
Mascara. The drink that every goth has.
I once went to a pub and they were doing goth dancing and they had capes. And there's such thing as a cape dance, and it's hilarious if you see more than four people do it at once. It's kind of like line dancing for goths.
Well, yeah.
Why don't we say Paul's organised the venue, right? And why don't we arrange it so we can get on radio and bump up the donation? So we'll prime it now, so to donate like a radiothon or something on your show.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah, we could have merchandising and the tens of people that listen.
Yeah, and we can have all our friends come, and it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
And if you're on YouTube still listening, I'll try and bring the conversation back to important
something
things.
Something that's not time-based.
Yeah, a bit of timelessness there, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that's right.
Oh, apparently Maxine Waters is it censured? A Republican put forward in the Congress. They want to censure her, which is basically a wagging a finger and a slap on the wrist. And the Democrats voted no. And it's like, well, yeah. So speaking of corruption, and yeah, it's a powder keg, and you can see where the narrative is going forward. And unfortunately, they've sort of proven where, you know, that's accountability, not justice. It's like, really? And you're going to expand it to like the whole thing's racist. Because you're racist and you see racism everywhere. You may see a lot of movement around the country, because a lot of people are leaving California because that's socially falling into the sea with Gary Newsom, like CalX, well, you know, Californian exit. I mean, Joe Rogan's gone, Ben Shapiro.
He went early.
Yeah, it's like, I'm leaving because of just the ridiculousness of it all, the taxes. And Florida seems to be doing quite well. And, yeah, it's, I don't know, in the bigger theme of things, you know, there could be a civil war, but there's also, it could be a split of the United States, which I don't see happening because they tried that a couple of centuries ago and that didn't end well.
I'm convinced politicians and politics are the antagonists, simply trying to get a more dramatic and entertaining scene in this game show that is Earth.
Well, it's a popularity contest. It's got nothing to do with actually governing or helping out people. It's like, I'm more popular, and these career politicians, like Maxine Waters, I don't know, apart from starting shit, an Australian technical term, or Nancy Pelosi, like, you're all, what, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she's in her 80s or something ridiculous. Biden's screaming towards 80.
To not have a rule that people have can only be in politics for a little bit of time is ridiculous.
Well, they do
old
have the president.
In politics,
they do, but now they're talking term limits for the Congress. But the problem is, for that to pass, you need to take it
to Congress.
Yeah. I think I should lose my job in 3 years. Everyone say aye. Yay. All right. It's like that scene in The Simpsons. Just before we vote on the Save Springfield Fund because of the asteroid, I request for a pay rise. And it was defeated. And then
I'd like to amend that, Bill, with a pay rise of 48% for all of us. Denied.
And then they cut back to Kent Brockman. I've said it once and I'll say it again. Democracy just doesn't work. And that's what we're sort of seeing as well, where the idea of a republic is that, you know, it's not constitutional because the one person, be it man, woman, and the 57 other genders, if it affects them, we have to, you know, work it through so everyone wins. But a democracy, as Thomas Jefferson apparently said, democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. And it's, you know, 51% control the other 49.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it works so well.
No.
I'm not sure until we get everyone involved that it's ever going to work so well. Get everyone involved. Everyone can have a say through blockchain. The technology's already there. We're just protecting the FIFA, you know, the FIFA orders that don't want to bring in, you know, the video cam judge.
Well, while we're walking around racist land, let's sidestep into voter ID, where apparently asking someone, making a voter ID compulsory for every American citizen.
Is that racist?
Apparently it's racist, yeah, because, and then you hear the examples of it and it's like, well, you sound racist. Are you saying that the black community are too dumb to use the internet and get free identification?
Yeah. What did they say to that?
Well, they sort of
I declined
shut up.
To answer that.
I plead the fifth.
Look, I think everyone's missing the elephant in the room, which is, you know, the financial system flatlined. 2007 and was bought out by China, right?
I was going to say the church.
Heavy thesis there, young Harry. Can you flesh it out a little bit?
Yeah, well, the thing is that this whole speculation of trade that we're going through with Bitcoin currency is still going on that same sort of energetic source, right? Where you're trying to balance out a counter reaction to what's happened, right? But these are just layers of the same network, maps of the same sort of grid, just metamorphosizing into a different type of continuance. However, there is a greater thing that needs to happen. And it's not economic rationalization, it's rationalization towards nature, which has no, has a greater economic value than anyone's ever imagined it could be, because it has no, it's priceless. And so the theology, the philosophy that's going to change on the planet is a focus on that. And this will bring things into balance in the rails that they've set things up to run on.
Yeah, but
incredibly
for that
specific
to
dissertation there. Thank you.
But the thing is, for that to happen, you have to get rid of the dead wood and the rot in the system before that happens, so they allow it to happen. That's sort of the first step. Now, interesting enough, there's a rumor, and it's actually a rumor, and it's not me going, I've got a scoop. No, it's a rumor, mainly because it came. One thing, it came from Simon's Park, so I'm like, But Bruce, are you? Before we just go to the break, have you heard that apparently the Royal Canadian Bank has collapsed?
RCB? No, that's horseshit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I think they would have mentioned that, and people would see it straight away. It dropped 64% or something like that, and like, well, if they're covering that up, that's a massive cover up. But it's like,
that's,
you know,
fraud.
My cousin. On another note, my cousin Dean, you know, who's on this network, who had a show on this network, he does a pisser takeoff of Simon Parks. It's unbelievably hilarious. Should get him to do it one time. But anyway,
Okay.
Right on.
Well, it's a comedy show,
I know of no such thing, but, you know, now that you've spoken it aloud, I'm willing to consider it. It might be true. That would certainly set up the bail-in, right? Maybe that's why they're not telling people.
Yeah, that whole reset plan, of that sort of links to what Harry was saying about land, because I think yesterday you mentioned that is the one way of trying to bring in the reset, by trying to collapse the system using its own mechanics. Yeah. And then
saying this for months. Mm. Yeah, I've been saying this for months. This is what they're doing. And so Trump was trying to save the economy. Now Biden is steering it toward destruction. They do it very deliberately so you can see it too. And the whole time these liberals, these globalist liberals are doing this, they're doling out billions of your dollars to other countries for the most ridiculous shit you ever heard in your life, like, you know, birth control in some shithole African country, 300 million, and
gender studies in Pakistan.
Sorry to any Africans listening if they were offended by that. I actually didn't mean to be so harsh, but that's what they do, right? Biden has started doing that. I'm telling you, Trudeau and his people out of the Ottawa camp are running the show in North America now. Joe and Camilla are calling them. I'll bet you they're talking on the daily now. I'm not joking.
Well, perfect timing. You're listening to Planet Collingwood here on Studio A Revolution Radio. We'll be back after these messages. So go to the smallest room in the house, powder your nose, feed the cat, go to the toilet, make some coffee. Just don't mix them up. I won't do that again. We'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the hell? heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway, left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And welcome back to Planet Collingwood, Open Roundtable. My name is Monty Dean, while I try and figure out what's wrong with my mouth. This is Revolution Radio Studio A. If you enjoyed the last hour, please go to freedomslips.com and or revolution.radio and donate what you can so we can continue broadcasting on Studio A and Studio B. I just like doing it that way. There you are. And there's also Patreon to make it a bit easier. And we're 100% listener supported and 100% volunteer. I would say it's the longest crowdfunding project on the internet till someone points out that I'm wrong. And I will refuse taxpayer project as well, because government funded, that's taxpayer, basically. Anywho, I am at this point in time joined by Cortec Harry Elspaul. It's an Australian show, so I've got Australians. Bruce has popped out to get some caffeine, and good luck to him, really. I'm not a coffee person at the moment. It's expensive. So where shall we go from here? That's the other fun part of doing a weekly show, where the details change, but the narrative stays the same. It's like, yeah, we're going to talk about racism again. And hopefully we're back.
So, are we?
I think the server's that. And Bruce was trying to call back, so it's there we go.
You'll be back. I'll be front.
So, yeah, I don't know how much people, but I've just basically told everyone where I hid my treasure when I was puncing about in the Caribbean in the 1850s. Welcome back, Bruce. So, yeah, the server's playing funny buggers because it kept missing calls and then it said it was on pause. And yeah, so, yeah, Revolution Radio, send money. We're awesome. Back to you. So, oh, yeah, where can we go from here? Because, you know, we're talking about racism. And that's when the server hung up. So, like, yeah, you've been talking about that as well. I mean, we could talk about 9/11 again because, you know, we know that by rote. Hello. There's an echo.
Echo.
Aw. We are back. And, well, a bit of a dad joke, and we're back. And half front, let's be fair.
You'll be back. I'll be Vivaldi.
Yeah, imagine if Arnold Schwarzenegger came from New Zealand. The Terminator series would be completely different because he would say, I'll be Bic.
True.
Nope. Get down. Get down.
I'm wearing a Bic pick. Anyway, I'll stop insulting New Zealand.
You don't want New Zealand just to build your dick.
Don't do dick over in New Zealand.
I don't get it.
I think it's the wrong way.
The comedic brain's just got, you can say this, no, you can't. You can say this, no, I can't. You can say this, no, you can't.
So we're actually building a wooden frame and a vergola on top, yeah.
we just call it a floor. Anywho, just come back strong, build up the energy, and then just fluff it. That's the Planet Connolly way, as the listeners drop off.
Yes.
And also,
so do the commentators by the sound of it.
It's not a sporting event. Oh. Do they still have sporting? Oh, yeah, they're actually here in Australia. We're having
I feel more professional being called a commentator.
Yeah, not just some git on a Skype call. Yeah, it's got a bit of ring to it. I'm a commentator.
I'm a futurist.
I just make up crap and talk about it on global radio. Here in Australia on Sunday, I believe, is Anzac Day, which is our military day, which, what do you call it in the United States? Oh, I've gone blank. Is it Memorial Day?
Memorial Day, yes.
Yeah, Memorial Day. Yeah, it's our Memorial Day because that's when the Army of the Australian Federation was put first into combat. And let's just keep it short, chaps, because I don't think we'll bore the crap out of people about Gallipoli. But the short version is we landed a mile off course, and instead of flat plains, we ended up with, you know, vertical cliffs. And 8 months later, we left, and we being Australian, we didn't lose. It was a draw. And so the April 25th, 1914, was it 15? 1915.
Thanks, yes. Officer Class.
Yeah. 1915
to, yeah. But anyway, that's where the hit. And also, Cortec, if I may say, it was.
Hold on, I want to know what that was. Paul thinks.
Hang on, I'll stop that.
All right, the server's back again, and we're calling Bruce. So there's probably Bruce trying to call back in.
Hang on.
Oh, he's unavailable.
Whose abbreviation is CM? CM's trying to call in.
I don't know. It's Bruce. He's calling in, obviously, because he's on the call. So I'm calling him again. There we go. What the server's just pausing or accepting another call for whatever reason, and that's why, for some reason, Bruce keeps dropping.
Is it hijacker again?
I don't know, but
I think it's me because I tried to call in on another device and. It's weird the way Skype works. I mean, Microsoft is just garbage. This thing up big time, man. Big time. It used to be a good app until Microsoft got their hands on it.
Yes. I think it depends on your hardware.
As well, and the updates, but it's still Microsoft, so you know how many bugs are in. So it's happened, two or three times that the server has put us on pause and Bruce gets dropped and blah, blah, blah. Anywho,
yeah, Skype never actually got better once it was bought by Microsoft, didn't it?
No, it got worse. So I'll even condense the Gallipoli story even shorter. We turned up on April the 25th on 1915. That's when Australians for the Federation, because Federation was in 1901. So from our point of view, it's the first time. It was Australian, New Zealand, Canadian, as well as the British It was a Winston Churchill plan. It didn't work because we landed in the wrong spot. And then 8 months later, we decided to leave, and it was a draw. And that's why we're having that now. To get to the point of bringing that up is that...
The Canadians were there for the muscle. Australians couldn't take an ice cream truck with their military.
No, that's because we were being run by the British. Strangely enough, when the Australians started controlling themselves, we ended the war in about a month with the Canadians' help because they've got the muscle. Let's be fair. The British is terrible. Just putting it out.
Yeah.
Just watch Blackadder goes forth.
Yeah, we were horribly deployed under British command in World War II, both Commonwealth countries, Australia and Canada.
Oh,
we were tacitly considered expendable before Brits.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the whole philosophy behind John D's stuff, you know. Queen Elizabeth I has gone back since then, the blood sacrifice thing of the stuff that they learned.
I imagine they would take that attitude with any country that wasn't British.
Okay, so
if we find our way back to blood magic in a round table, what is going on here?
I just want to bring up a dog sniffing it out.
It's only a quick turn down and slide alleyway as you're passing.
It's just a small in cove. Now we're stepping back out onto the laneway. With the COVID restrictions, the COVID restrictions for the Anzac Day parade are highly dubious and out of control because. They usually, I think it's Essendon plays Collingwood, which is the great Anzac Day bout for the Australian rules. And they're allowing 75,000 people in the MCG, which holds around about 110,000 people, I guess. But the numbers, you're not allowed to. It's like the hypocrisy from the different numbers. And it's just pointing out the Victorian government's crap.
How's it going to be until the government goes, gives back this power that they've attained?
You're funny.
I know, give it's it funny. Back. Every single time I say
well,
to myself, I have a little inside.
There is a sort of an answer. Andrew Butts has said the late 2023 that the whole COVID thing will sort of fall apart because the narrative is falling apart and they may shift it to something else.
2 weeks, flatten the curve.
Yeah, so, you know, we've still got probably another 24 months of horse hockey. I mean, did you see that? Was it America? Someone said in the Australian government, once you've been vaccinated, you still have to wear masks, social distance, and we may apply a digital anklet bracelet just to know where you are.
And tattoo
so no,
and a chip
no
under
tangible,
your skin.
No tangible benefit whatsoever. None of your liberties are returned to you after. So what's the incentive to get this experimental jab?
There is none.
Well,
you can talk about it with your friends over the water cooler. Hey, have you been jabbed? Yeah. Hey, don't want to talk to you. Oh,
yeah, as long as you've got a broom handle that's, you know, 2 meters long. Stay this far. Yeah. The water cooler is very lonely at this point in time.
One incentive for a politician that we know is called Malcolm Turnbull, after retiring from politics as a figurehead, is his investments, his portfolio includes a Venta.
Yeah, he's got shares in pharmaceutical companies. So is my dad. It's like, wow.
So this is this is what the drive is to make a lot of money for these people.
Your dad's Malcolm Turnbull?
No, let's not. How dare you? Don't make me come up there. What?
My God, we didn't know you were that rich.
I would rather Kevin Rudd, and that's saying something. Kevin Rudd's not my. Father as well. Time for some local reference comedy. My father did go to Scotch College though.
Ooh,
hilarious.
Yeah.
But he drinks bourbon, I bet. Anyway, Kevin Rudd was my muse. Thank God, it was so funny. Anyway, I'm sorry.
you were painting him nude?
No, I caught him. He crossed my busking pitch one day in Baronia outside a Not Quite Right supermarket. So
slightly ironic for Baronia, but anyway.
And I just said to the crowd when he shook my hand, who'd like to see him? I shouted to the crowd, who'd like to see him do Hokey Pokey?
And then what happened?
And then we just started playing, and he looked at me like,
you really dumped me in at this one.
I don't like this one, buddy. And
let's just say ASIO paid for his medical bills when he got out.
I like Roddy. He seems to always, like, when he talks, it doesn't seem like he's speaking like a politician. He seemed like he was talking from the heart and really talking.
Yeah, he really hates Murdoch, though.
Who doesn't?
But in the big scheme of things, I mean, we've got Revolution Radio, but the if you look at the mainstream, Sky News seems to be having similar opinions. And
it
of
was
course,
very it was very odd when Sky kind of jumped track like that and started.
Yeah, but
with the likes of Gold Microphone Dude seeming like he was talking sense, and I was like, what dimension am I in? When
I'm on Twitter. I'm actually agreeing with Mark Latham occasionally, Pauline Hanson, Jeff Kennett, and like I'm from the 90s. I never liked these people as politicians, but they're making kind of – now, it's not 100% and I wouldn't vote for them, but once in a while they come out with an idea like, well, I agree with that.
We grew up growing up, you know, an afternoon we would spend all afternoon after school until it got dark outside doing stuff, BMXs in the bush, whatever. Yeah. You know, and our idea of whether that's safe or not has completely changed in the last 10, 20 years if we had children, whether we'd let them do the same thing. And it's all just social engineering from all these media outlets. You know, we have to admit, the world is really not really that more.
Yeah, because if you live near the bush, kids still do that, you know. If you live near where I live, you know, you've got motorbikes going off every weekend, you know, it's in the forest.
Yeah,
and stuff,
but
right?
But the way that it's seeped into society is you drive past a school, and you have to go down to 40 kilometers an hour because apparently parents won't teach their kids not to run out onto the road.
Yeah,
like, it should be natural selection.
Yeah. There should be more room for natural selection. You know, I'm okay with the 40 round school.
I agree. When they run out on the road, knock them over.
Get extra points in your points game.
As a joke, you really shouldn't say it that way because that could be clipped. And in this day and age, the cancer culture is like, you want to kill children.
No, not really. If the little shits are too close to the curb, open the door. Make sure they can stay on the curb. Yeah. Watch the little muggles roll.
Yeah, I'd like to point out all the opinions.
I got him with the door joke.
All right, yeah. I'd like to point out all the opinions said on Revolution Radio are those of the speakers and not the station and the management. See, timing, yes, that's the secret to comedy. So fun doing it.
But the fun part about it is talking about that is nasty, naughty and nice, right? But, you know, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's ramifications.
I'd like everyone to bring up something that's really bad, and I'd like Ozpol to start each sentence and answer each one of those with, "The funny part about that is."
No.
Genocide.
What's the funny side of genocide? Well,
you know, the funny
part about that could be the.
No, it's not a challenge. We don't need to.
Give me a second. I could do this.
Wait. The roads would be.
I wasn't going to answer.
Good. I'm good. Yeah, how did this show go? I got cancelled.
I've got one.
Not a challenge.
The bad thing that I experienced was how Kevin Rudd danced. It was terrible.
Yeah.
He did a shoddy performance. He didn't know his left from his right, his in from his outs with the hokey pokey.
A politician doesn't have rhythm. I'm shocked.
I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it. His legs went literally to jelly. It's like
people can't dance. If you don't give them the right music, obviously it wasn't the right music you were playing.
Yeah, maybe put it on him. He became Kevin Crud. You know.
Yeah. Don't play Pink Floyd. Yeah. Dance to this.
And,
I was young.
And then the newspaper guy come up to me, guys, you're going to vote for him for being a good sport. And I says, actually, mate, to be honest, I don't need to make an informed decision. I need to see John Howard do head, shoulders, knees, and toe.
Did he do it?
My back.
Did he do it?
No, he didn't report that either, bugger. Oh, wish he did.
Yeah, see, the power of the media.
You knew he'd take it. You were taking the piss out of him.
Yeah, so anyway, thank you for the five minutes of fluff.
John Howard's so short, he couldn't
have
read his face anyway.
Have you guys seen the video of this 15-year-old girl who got shot?
I've seen pictures of it. I haven't seen the whole thing, no.
She's about 250 pounds, and she has that sort of Meg Griffin just out of prison disposition about her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how many? What is that in kilos?
Oh, 100 kilos.
Yeah, large. Yeah, but she was going to shank a bitch. That's
what did she get shot with?
Oh, it's a service revolver of a police.
Yeah. Jesus, Harry, who cares?
She's dead, man. She's dead, man.
Depending on the size of the bullet, that's how far.
I'm trying to say, you know.
You want a grassy knoll this? I mean, what's going on here?
My care factor is based on what the size of the bullets.
What type of weapon? Yeah, what type of was 9mm? Was it a 38 special? Was it a 22? Was it 223? Oh, my God.
I care more as the caliber gets smaller.
Did she survive? That's the question.
This is this roundtable is like a herd of cats following a laser point on a wall.
Laser point has moved.
Trying to teach them the walls. Yeah, my career's going well. How's everyone else's?
Well, it still was till you did this roundtable.
I'd like to say good, but that laser pointer just keeps on moving.
How is the there's a curious question. How is the personal economy of you gentlemen here on the round table? Like, is it, who, you know, like, what's it like working in Australia or the Commonwealth now? This is a full-on Commonwealth round table, eh? There's no Americans here. No. Have you noticed that Jesus or the Easter Bunny hasn't come up yet?
Same thing.
I was wondering why it was taking so long.
I'm just having an image of a rabbit nailed to a cross. Thanks for that.
Talk about chocolate Jesus.
sweet Jesus. I want sour Jesus. I need a difference.
Nobody would hold it against you, Monty. You know we're all thinking it.
I put my place in, like, I usually have get unemployment benefits, and half of that would be for rent, but my rent is more than that now, so it's trying to force me into a job. However, after the lockdowns, there's 2.8 people looking for one job, so it's interesting. However, I'm in that place where I'm letting the universe unfold and entrusting it, and if nothing happens, geez, it's going to be in trouble.
Harry,
other people at the moment.
And Harry, how you doing?
Great. I'm giving jobs to friends of mine that I don't want to do anymore. Working at a community garden stuff.
Nice.
And just living.
Do you live on a kibbutz? Like, what's going on there?
No, I live in a unit by myself, quite happily.
Oh, all right. So community garden. Okay.
For those Cortec, how you home. Doing? Harry is a unit.
Yeah, I'm a unit.
You're in high tech, aren't you, Cortec?
Yeah, kind of. Design? Yeah.
Graphic design? You're a Mac guy? The Adobe portfolio?
Adobe, but I have to use Mac if I go on site, but generally I use PC because it's better for SDKs and dev stuff.
Okay.
Ooh, jargon. Thanks.
And work is coming your way?
Yeah, but you know, it's actually starting to ramp up fractionally, but it's been super slow. You know, I think advertising is not what it used to be in any sense of the word, and that's generally what used to demand the most design work, you know, most frequently. I think it's all changed. You know, people don't give a crap about tuning into the old programming that was seen to be just, you know, trying to trigger them emotionally and not provide anything but a waste of their time.
Entertainment's changing, and over the last year, the year out of time, 2020, the arts took a massive punch to the nuts, and you've also got the ideology seeping into the mainstream broadcasters, and especially the news, and a lot of people, even if I'm not going to say awake, people that know the information that we talk about, they sort of know on a soul level of like, I don't want to watch this anymore. They can see the pattern, the way they're being manipulated, where, you know, the half-hour news report each day at 6 o'clock, war, famine, death, AIDS, war, famine, death, AIDS, cat up a tree, and here's the weather.
Just to trigger your emotions.
Yeah,
Next day they'll come up with something else. They'll put the biggest story right before what whoever's advertising has paid the most to do it. So you get emotionally triggered up and down, and your down will try and sell you something that we hope that you like.
Yeah,
you and we'll put the ads up 15% in volume. That was what did it for me, really. If I can, you know, the ads will come on and they're 15% louder than the rest of the TV. It's like, oh, I never want to go back.
And then one of the most popular shows allegedly in the country is Married at First Sight, and everyone gets dragged into that crappy drama. And that's what pushes the advertising dollars as well. It's like Cheryl had a problem with Stephen, and so we're going to drag this little bit of drama out for the next 17 minutes and then go to an ad that's really loud.
Look, you know, from a very young age, my parents said to me that, you know, all you need to do is everyone has their own imagination, all right? Everyone has their own imagination, and you can use your imagination to do anything you want to. That was something that was told to me from a very young age and encouraged to have your own imagination, do your own thing, you know, all that sort of stuff, right? But what's happened is we've had these geniuses over the millennia, over the last 150 years or whatever, that have developed this technology out of their imaginations that allows us to be captured by someone else's imaginations that are imposing on our imaginations. You get what I'm trying to say here?
Imagination? Yes. But it's belief engine and they're trying and to control it.
Imagination. Is that how you get into the land? Was that the melody, or are we going to change it again?
That sounds good.
But it's that imposing the will on the people. And exactly. We can bring that back to what's happening in Minnesota, Mississippi, wherever it happened. Why can't people have normal place names like Croydon? Is that through voting, like even Kamala Harris was trying to get people to donate to get to bail out the protesters, and they want to defund the police, and then they wonder why crime's going through the roof. And it's you know, it reminds me of Alex Jones. This is what you want. This is what you're going to get.
Yep. Doesn't and she kind of look implicit saying stuff like that?
She is not kind of. But she'll probably laugh like a Joker.
Put it together before.
Yeah, she is
a kind of evil looking woman.
Yeah. Anytime that someone mentions Kamala Harris, I just think of Tulsi Gabbard destroying her on the debate stage during the primaries for the nomination of the presidential campaign, where like in 3 minutes just destroyed her, and that's why she dropped out. The only reason she's there is because she checks the right boxes. And I don't think anyone else would work with Biden, especially after after Bernie.
No one's prepared with that.
Yeah, especially after Bernie Sanders. Hey, he took a dive in the final round again. I'm sorry, I'm not running for the president anymore. No refunds. I'm going back to one of my many houses, and
just
that's
like,
a good thing.
I just like the attention. Like, get us some attention for once.
I'm going to do it. Next election cycle, I'll do the same thing, and hopefully people don't figure out I'm grifting everyone. Then, of course, with his mittens during the inauguration, he became one of the biggest memes on the planet.
Yeah, because no one wanted to speak about what had actually happened. It's like, okay, I can see that Biden's like in somewhere in a production office, but I'm going to have a little bit of fun over here with mittens because I don't want to look over there at the moment. This is just, give me a little bit of fun. Give me a little bit of fun. Let me have
guess
it.
What? I'm going to have a bit of fun on Sunday, right? I'm getting commissioned as becoming a literary, whatever you call it, assistant for the church. And the bishop's coming, right? And so I've got this hat, you know, I bought from the $2 shop, whatever it is, for, you know, like a mosquito net hat, those green ones. And I'm going to, because I've got to wear this white owl, which is like a white popey thing, you know, white dress thing. I'm making this hat up, and I'm going to make it, cardboard around it with white paper. So it looks like, you know.
Flying nun.
It looks like a rook in a chess piece, you know, the castle. And then when I see the bishop after the ceremony, it will be afterwards, I'm going to pull it out, put it on. And sort of shuffle up to him and goes, rook takes bishop.
I love that meme where the Queen's standing next to the Bishop of Canterbury or something like that, and it's on the mosaic chest, you know, the black and white squares, and it's like tension mounts as the Queen, at this point, the Queen can move any position and take the bishop.
I've seen that one. That's cool too.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I'm just, I think you should, Harry. That would be hilarious. Can you please film it while you do?
Stupid shit I do, you know.
Yeah, well, if it keeps you out of jail and makes you happy. Speaking of the Queen, you know, the final quarter of Planet Collingwood, we've played well, we've had some oranges, and we're back out on the field. Prince Philip was laid to rest on Monday, on the weekend. So did anyone watch that hour of funeral-esque type thing?
Yeah, I reckon someone watched somewhere.
No, I'm asking you. I know. I'm sure someone did watch it on the planet. Yes, I've got a feeling.
Are you sure? How can you be sure?
Well, within the confines of my news fast, Monty.
Yeah.
Was there any flying dragons?
Was it moving, Monty? Did you cry?
Did anyone come with any funny hats?
No. It was very interesting. Windsor Castle has a magnificent lawn. Oh, it looked gorgeous. Then all these military types stood on it and ruined it. The coffin looked really huge. I don't know if Smithers was buried with him. And I tweeted a couple of things.
I think that's how they roll. Say there's a couple more children in there.
Well, it was interesting because all the lads of the family followed the coffin as it moved from Windsor Castle to the chapel, and I was tweeted a couple of things at Real Monty Dean if you want to see and be offended, but the coffin was huge, and Charles looked very tired. Looked very run down because he was close to his dad, so, you know, understandably, you know, full of grief. But Andrew was standing behind Charles, and Andrew looked like he was full of life. It looked like he sucked the energy out of a five-year-old just before he stepped out.
He'd probably just done a big line of coke.
Yeah, or adrenochrome with a small, you know, child. Who knows with these wacky people.
Was he bruised under the eyes a little
bit? No, he looked very peaky and red. But
takes a couple of days for that to come through, I'm told.
Prince William and Prince Harry were separated by a cousin. And that whole narrative, at the end, they were walking back up to the main residence, and they were talking to each other. And that's all just tabloid distractions. Like, they're fine. There's no problem between them both. It's, you know, how... Like, you know, new idea.
One's
and all
a natural
those...
birth mother. One was from another relationship. They're bros from different hoes.
Yeah, who cares? But it took forever. Like, I tweeted, build a ramp, because the military guys, there was eight men carrying the coffin. It's like, I don't remember Philip being that tall. And it took forever to get up those bloody stairs. So, yeah, a ramp, ladies and gentlemen, come on. There was guns going off and bells, but apparently it was all designed by Prince Philip, and it was very
racist.
No. Well, I don't remember seeing anyone else apart from white. It was low key, and everyone had to be separated. The Queen sat by herself, and a lot of people were saying this is just really wrong. So. Her partner of 73 years has died, and she has to sit by herself because of COVID. And she got out of when she got out of the car to go into the chapel. I got a bit of Yoda from Return of the Jedi vibes. Like, she's not going to be around for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Yoda's very frail and wobbly, and then he dies.
She's probably relieved to have a break from him.
No, I don't think that's... Have you been in a relationship before, Harry? I'm just... he was the rock. They were married before the Commonwealth, the modern-day Commonwealth, was created. Beforehand, it was the British Empire, but that didn't really go that well in the marketing because empires were bad after World War II, so they changed it to Commonwealth, and they're sort of the backbone of the Commonwealth. And so he's gone. She's 95 in about a week or so, her actual birthday. And we have a public holiday here in Australia. I think it would be the same for England and Canada and New Zealand. However, we call it Queen's Birthday, but it's actually when she was coronated. And so it's a yearly anniversary.
Why they call it a birthday, then. That's crazy.
Well, who knows? In England, we call them public holidays, but in England they're called bank holidays. It's like, can you be more obvious? Like, yes, let the peasants have a day off. next year in June. Next year in June is the Platinum Jubilee. It's the first time in English history that a monarch has ruled for 70 years. So I guess most of the palace and the crown and all that horse hockey, they want to get her to that point so she's achieved the platinum status, and then most likely she'll drop off because...
Give her something to reach for.
Yeah, because you know, when you have high school sweethearts and they've been together for 60 years, if one goes, the other one's sort of gone in about six. Johnny Cash.
It can be like 2-3 months.
Yeah, Johnny Cash is an example. His wife, June, died, and he passed away 6 months later because they missed them.
Yeah. Or someone can will themselves out of existence like that, you know, if they feel like they have any purpose.
My own grandmother, she had her 97th birthday and she saw her whole family. And unfortunately, her husband, my grandfather, died in the late 60s, 8 years before I was born. And she stayed to raise the children. And so, you know, in hindsight, I could see, you know, hitting 97, the original equipment's wearing down. She's in a home and, you know, 30 people all related are there, and it's like, I think I'll go now. And her reward is to meet up with George, her husband, on the other side. And they're still dancing today. No, I think they've sat down. It's been a couple of years they've been dancing because, you know, times are different. The irony of time, which is an illusion, is different on the other, you know, on a different frequency.
Are you sure?
So, yes. Okay. I've had friends of me tell, like, I love hanging out with you in the astral, but every time you drag me down a wormhole, I nearly physically throw up, so I nearly wake up. Like, yeah, that sounds... I have no memory of it, but, yeah, that sounds like me. Look, a wormhole.
What a prankster.
If someone dragged me down their wormhole, I'd throw up too.
Hey. So, yeah, I was just watching it to see if there was any weird-ass rituals and everything else like that. But it was I heard, if I have to hear Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, one more time, I may make that person meet Jesus, because I'm like, shut up. But that's my own issue. But it was very Christian, and instead of having a massive choir... Harry, you didn't watch it, did you?
No, I haven't.
If you get a chance to, if it ever resonates... Slight irony there because I'm talking about singing, but the choir is only four people and they're in the back chamber of the chapel because you know how it's like a cross and they use sacred geometry and all that type of stuff. But it sounded gorgeous. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Christian religion or the church. I like the idea of hanging out and caring for people. Don't get me wrong. But the choir, which was only three guys and a lady,
you know what I say, Monty?
Sorry?
You know what I say, Monty? It's
I'm
not
all
about
in?
Liking or, it's not about, yes, I do say that. I'm all in.
I'm all in. Hey-o.
Hey-o. I do say that as well.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
And my next one would have been Monty Dean, the most serious man in comedy.
Yeah, okay. Let's get Bruce to answer.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Yeah. So you know what I say at a time like this? I say, I've read them Gospels and they're really beautiful, but I've yet to meet anyone living them.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's why I was thrown out of Sunday school.
Yeah. It just never ceases to amaze me how far removed from the message of the Gospels the average Christian is today. They're like Jewish litigants in a family trust squabble.
Look,
right?
It's ridiculous. A lot of people hide in churches for whatever reasons. They think they're doing the right thing or they're serving, you know, they want to be service to their church or community, but they're just icky people. You know, they're just people that, but not, there's good people too. You know, what I'm trying to say is it's like any culture, you've got the mix of the good and the bad in it, you know, even in a church situation. You know, because if you think about history and our history particularly, we wouldn't have hospitals, we wouldn't have schools, we wouldn't have education if it wasn't a lot for the church control mechanisms to put them in place in the first place. You know,
well, yes and no, but I understand where you're coming from.
Historically, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's gone from there. But in all things, when you look at the greater, you know, acknowledgement of a greater source or of good, so to speak, it's not just the Christians that have that. You know, it's every tribe and tongue has that. You know, sort of.
Yeah, it's that humanity. I'm not a big fan of the church because you know, especially when the Pope sits on a gold throne and says we have to look after the poor. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what are you doing?
What's the cost of that seat that you're sitting on? Yeah, anyway. And, usually you'd be surprised who actually are Christians because they don't go around. You know, it's like the joke, you know, how do you find out someone's a vegan? They'll tell you.
Hey, you want to hear something really funny that happened to me on Saturday after the parish council meeting?
Probably not, but I don't think we can stop you.
Yeah. Probably. We'll lean towards no, but we'll let you go anyway. Go ahead.
Thanks for asking, Harry. It's damn courteous of you.
I'll be the anti-climax in the comedy here. I won't say anything now.
No, that's funny. A nice, polite Christian. May I share an anecdote? Yeah, all right.
Anyway, no, what it was I got berated by this woman, right? Because I wasn't, she's taken over a certain aspect of generating income in the church, and berated by this woman who's been pulling faces and not even talking to me for months, like literally, you know. Anyway, so she pulls me up after the meeting, and I'm sitting on the couch next to the minister, and she's giving me this full on, you know, service thing about, you know, I'm not doing enough and all the other things, and. You know, and I says, it's your perspective versus mine. I'm doing plenty. You just don't know what I'm doing.
Who is she to be able to say something like that? She wants your body. I think she just wants your body, Harry.
Anyway, so it came down to the point where she goes, you know, not that I don't like you. I says, well, from this moment on, I says, I don't like you. That's it. I says, you're a shithead. Fuck off.
Hey, language.
Language.
Correct, oh, that's right. Oh, radio, sorry.
We're on global radio.
I actually said that to her in church in front of the minister, because she needed to be told it. Like, who are you? Like, you know, you. Yeah, and it turns out, I found out afterwards that she suffers from bipolar. So, yeah, naturally.
She was the minister's wife.
It's like, flies.
Yeah. Inside of church, which is funny as, because, on radio,
if you're
in the
bipolar,
church.
Maybe you shouldn't be in such a position, maybe, telling people what to do.
Yeah, also, problem with humanity.
He didn't say he was, he said she was.
That's the problem with humanity as well, is the art of communication has been lost.
Yeah, no.
You're not allowed to slap little shit running around anymore.
I don't subscribe to violence.
I didn't say that. But
believe in Christ.
Could you imagine back in our times growing up? Right when we got the tap on the ass, right, with our nappies on, we've got a tap on the ass, right? They grabbed our arms and tapped our bum, right? And we'd never forgot it. And then we grew up, they go, yes, the hand come out, and mate, you'd go, ooh, your ass would pucker, and you go, oh,
where are we?
With discipline, we're talking about disciplining a child. I had the verbal cue of like, don't make me count to three. Cause like, even if you jiggly, like, I'll turn around this radio show. You know, even if it's like, well, what, you know, what happened? Even if you get to three, it's like, you find out like, ow, one, two.
That's right,
and it's basically, and then, you know, trying to cheat, you know, try and create a nice, polite thing. It's when you're on a train and a guy grabs an 8-year-old by the arm and then throws him around like a rag doll because they're angry. Like, there is... There's a difference. Like, you know, punching someone in the face is not disciplinary. That's just issues.
No, but there is a healing remedy. Like, my wife was physically abusive because she was...
growing up.
One at a time. It's so much easier for people listening to hear.
My wife was physically
Okay, sorry, Cora Crick, it's my turn. I was referring to growing up in the 70s and 80s and this and that, where, you know, you got a tap on the ass and you got told sternly what to do. Otherwise, you know, you get put in the corner or something.
That's the discipline that I mentioned.
Yeah, but from the other side of the coin, right, my wife was violent towards me, right? She was like a pint-sized thing and just very feisty.
This is getting personal, this round table. Are we telling divorce stories now?
I'm talking about being slap happy.
There's a punchline at the end. Don't worry.
Well, no, there's not. That's the point, Coltec. There isn't a punchline at the end because that's wrong. Australia says no to violence.
I don't also start there's charging a slight, for these kind of stories in my outlook on them.
So you like that? Whoosh. Now, the thing is, though, the difference between what Harry's saying is like, well, Harry is not a young child and his partner isn't a mother. And, yeah, you don't, you know, it doesn't matter what gender, if there's 64 of them.
Yeah, whatever, nuts.
She wasn't my mother.
For either one to
even if they are a mother, it still doesn't mean you don't slap the husband.
I said the other partner. I didn't say a mother. You're bringing in
Harry. No, Harry said. No. See, this is what the problem with one person talk at one by them.
But the point I was trying
and
to
the
make
root problem day drinking
because you're talking about slap happy and you know where are we on this as Cortez said before.
Hey y'all.
I was right in Brisbane with Barbie Barbara in Brisbane. She was a very slap happy girl. So
is that her last name was Barbara and her first name was Barbie.
No, well, she liked the Barbs. That's why I called her Barbie Barbara. You know, she was a very
barbecues.
Well, more like little pinches here and there.
What a bitch!
don't add that to the name. There's enough B words in it already.
There is
enough.
Harry,
there is a virtual
make it quick.
Okay. I actually like for those in the alphabet agencies that are listening, ASIO, CIA, NSA, if you could take that last conversation and draw it out as a maths diagram, that would be fascinating for me.
We are the resistance. We are the resistance. Plan accordingly.
If you hear this broadcast, you are the resistance. We don't know what we're doing at the moment, but you can still hear us.
I shall say this only once.
Oh, I loved "Hello, Hello." That French guy was like, the train
time,
was bummed. Are you sure? There was little pisses all over the truck.
You know why I'm the
cupboard having an affair?
You know why I'm the resistance? Because I'm not taking Combatrum.
I am actually from England, but I talk in this pissing idea so I can pass or piss of my way of doing what I do.
Yeah, so, I feel. Go ahead, Bruce.
As we wrap, are you still drinking?
sorry, I was just.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Hi, y'all.
So you guys want to hear a real rainforest story that just happened?
Yeah. Cool.
Shoot.
So when I was on mute there, my wife woke up and she said, there's a toad in the bedroom because I had the front door open and I'm not paying attention to what crawls into the house. So she hands me the cell phone with the flashlight turned on and a broom, and I go in there and I kind of just like, big toad, man. Like a big toad. It would take two hands to pick it up.
What you need is a pitching wedge.
No. It's a bit. No, the ground's a bit soggy, so maybe an 8-iron. Anyway, go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, but I think we should have a consultation with the ESPN Cortec. I think cane toad golfing could take off.
Talk to any Queenslander, Queenslander, and they'll tell you what is the best club to use to get it back over the fence at the neighbor's house.
Okay. Some of them actually put kerosene, light them, and then pitch them. So it's a flaming cane. Anyway.
Why don't you lick its back and then just talk to us esoterically for the next 3 hours?
So I sweep this thing out and I say, okay, the frog's gone. She says, oh, you're very brave. I said, we talk about it. It's a toad. She says, yeah, but it's got this secretion. If it gets in your eyes, you're blind for life. And I'm going, you're just telling me this now?
Yeah, like I can't take.
Lucky you didn't touch it, other you would have a flaming ball sensation for the next 6 weeks.
What? Yeah.
Lana Collingwood, relationship issues. Like, yeah, I'll tell you after you save us.
Where the Mexicans introduced it to Honolulu and introduced it to Australia. Yes, we know the cane toad.
I must make a disclaimer here. There's something I haven't done, but when I was in Mount Isa in Queensland, it was, you know, cane toad country everywhere. And there's the, you know, you can go out in the middle of the night with a golf club and just, you know, there'd be hundreds of them on the street.
What? Yeah, what are you saying, that you took a golf club to these cane toads?
I actually never did that. And another thing I never did was some of the stories that go around some of the mad maniacs in town used to lick the back of the cane toads to get an acid trip and go on.
Oh, you're crazy. Mate, me and Cora Creek and the other boys would have taken 9 irons and just whacked them where you're licking them. My golly gosh, no wonder you're a minister.
No, I haven't done that either. That's the same.
Yes, I licked a toad and I saw Kermit the Lord.
Right,
completely lost the thread of this round table.
We're talking about racism, and now we're doing drugs from amphibians. So, you know, welcome to Planet Collingwood.
Yeah, yeah. We have not represented the Commonwealth well here on Revolution Radio.
No. Not trying to give them any cause to think things are going well.
We're here laughing. Our American friends are hunkered down in sandbag bunkers now in the Colorado mountains and waiting to shoot it out with, you know.
Yeah, the incursions of
incursions. Yeah. So, let's just take a moment of bereavement here.
Yes, I know. I just thought of a movie script that I can write. Basically, the United States is invaded by Antifa and they take the West Coast, and I'm going to call it Soy Dawn.
Soy? S-O-Y?
Yes, instead of Red Dawn. It's Soy Dawn. I didn't say it was funny. I just said it was
I said it was funny.
Yeah, excellent. Stamp of approval. We all move on now.
Could use the same font and the same, pretty much exactly the same cover layout as a VHS kind of cover.
Yeah, and I'll get Charlie Sheen to reprise his role because he'd be funnier now.
He's not doing much.
I'd like to have just Trace to get dug up and put him on the border fence.
I have no idea what that even means. Did I just hear Charlie Sheen and border fence in the same context?
I think there was a motion to have him hung up.
Can anybody tell me what that means?
No, I only got about two-thirds of it. Two-thirds is all I can walk away with.
It's a situation of
we speak Australian. Can you translate for us?
We do most of our conversations in Australia by context. Really, any of us is only getting half to two-thirds of what's being said at any particular time, but we just roll with it.
Yeah, and the code breakers at the NSA are freaking out because they think we're trying to tell our secret cells in North Dakota what to do.
Don't tell them that, Monty.
Charlie Sheen's damn well got another box of cocaine running across the muddy water.
Good one, buddy.
Shush.
I think they're laughing their ass off, man. They're probably talking about the monkeys around the monolith in 2001.
Or how Joe Biden thinks that blacks and Hispanics can't use the internet.
Yeah, it's an excellent segue.
Yeah. People actually did TikTok videos of, like, you know, Joe's talking about that, and they're all, like, you know, bare-chested, and they're poking the laptop with a stick and go, ooh. It's like, yeah. If Donald Trump's a racist, what the hell is Joe Biden?
Yeah, just like as you were hard pressed 5 years ago to go anywhere where that wasn't economically starting to bring itself up to parity, kind of thing. You know, I think you'd be hard pressed these days to find people that weren't technologically aware like that anymore, or have some kind of inkling about what's not working in this world.
Like the caravans coming up on Honduras and through Mexico, and they're all got iPhones and Androids, like the phone, not an actual robot. Let's not get too crazy. Yeah. Carry cool, me, though. Jeeves. I know, like, all these illegal immigrants hey, have the Crichton 3000. That's a Red Dwarf reference.
That yeah, no got that.
All right, cool. Yeah. Smee, he. Anyway, Red Dwarf. Everyone should watch that.
I said, don't tell anyone I'm black after this guy was in my face at this place I was playing at in Grace Emily Hotel in Adelaide after I went through a half conga skin playing to Livewire, ACDC Livewire.
Did you... There's still some outstanding questions about that story. Did you... Were you pretending to be a blind black man at the time?
No, he was just in my... He was just like, oh, man, that was awesome. Yeah. You know, like, whatever. You know, and I was looking at my skin, it smashed, and I'm going, yeah, that was stupid. And... Well,
it sounds like you drummed the shit out of that skin.
Yeah, well, it was
She can't hurt you anymore, Harry.
Yeah. He hit that drum like a three-year-old.
Okay. Oh, it was a metaphor.
You're going to be okay, buddy.
Yeah. And I was worried about the drum, and I was just...
Tomorrow's a new day.
Mm-hmm. That heart of yours helping
out. Like the little engine that could. Don't you worry, buddy. You're going to get up that hill.
In shock and walk off, which it works.
Transmuting trauma. That's the Planet Collingwood way. We're coming up to the end. Thank God. Thank the spaghetti monster. Thank the great spirit. Thank our Lord.
Vortech, do you want to rock on for another 30 minutes or so?
Sure.
All right, let's
it's going to be an after party. There's an after party with Bruce and Cortec. BC is in the house, yo.
I got nothing to do.
Yeah,
like, nothing to do. I got no work. I got no book purge. I got nothing to do. I'm driving my wife crazy. You're not helping that, right? You never minded before. I was busy.
After you defeat a big toad, you need to talk to Cortec. Sound like a beer ad. What am I doing?
And we should sell toads. We'll talk about later.
I'm not allowed to join.
Everybody.
We'll talk about it, Harry, but I think you have to go and come back, and then maybe if you get back through the door again, you'll know how it turned out.
All right, I'll just leave the call and let you run with it, but, you know, we'll see. Anyway, that wasted a minute. I'm just the only host on there. Oh, wow. Usually I basically say, where can I find people? Well, Bruce is selling stuff on Amazon. Harry has gigs, Cortec. Is Cortec and Ospol is Ospol. This is Planet Collingwood, open roundtable on a Revolution Radio Studio A. And if you're on YouTube, hey, thanks. If you made it this far, hey, double thanks. Like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell if it works. Share. The last show did really well. I have no idea why, but hey, I'll take it. I'll take the W.
Was the ambiguity in the title which made people actually have to use their imagination more?
Yeah, which is a good thing, because imagination is a good thing.
Yeah.
And
use
it.
So. Not going to sing it again.
Exactly. So, that was Planet Collingwood. We'll be back in 6 days and 22 hours. Please stick around for the after party. Thank you, chatters in the chat room. Thank you for everyone listening. You're all awesome. I love you from afar. I'm going to go eat something and probably watch a Rocky film, because I'm addicted. Hey, yo, Adrian.
Just don't get
Do Rambo 4 when he chops up Irma. You'll like that.
Don't get the virus, otherwise you get knocked off.
See you soon, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia. Tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love. On Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion.